indaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Ngali vuka njani mthwakazi kaNdaba olamukela emsakazweni we studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 9 uMpandula 2019 ngoChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kubulawa esinye njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe kudlakela oluqhamuke izolo ntambama eSouth Africa kusesatshelwa ukuthi lungaqhubeka lamhlanje.
Bebebaningi ukuthi uma ngabe kukuthi befika endaweni benganqandiwe ungaba mkhulu kakhulu umonakala kade bezowena.
Ingxabangxoza yokuthi owayengumongameli welizwe umnumzana Robert Mugabe uzabekwa ngaphi iqhubekela phambili.
Umgabe mina ngokufa kukaMugabe ngizibuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi ufe amacala akhe engakathenisiswa phezu kokubulala abantu bakithi more than 20,000.
Namhlanje sisungula uhlelo lapho esihlaziya khona udaba lodlakela oluqondiswe kwabokuza olwezenophobia. Kambe lungaba lubangelwa kuyini?
Ngicabanga ukuthi mina kunezinto ezimbalwa ezingatholakala lapha. Siyazi ukuthi vele abantu balambile, imisebenzi ayitholakali kalula. Kodwa kubukeka sengathi kukhona isandla sesithathu esingabe singenela kuyo yonke lento.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Kulesizalwane seZimbabwe esibhubhileyo eSouth Africa izolo kwalimala ezinye ezinhlanu ngemva kokuqhamuka njalo kodlakela oluqondiswe kwabokuza. Ngemva komhlangano obubizwe yinkosi yamaZulu uMangosuthu Buthelezi ebancenga ukuthi bengachayi lokubulala abantu bokuza. Kodwa ixuku labantu laba elingafika amakhulu ambalwa lisukile emhlanganweni lo lahle laya phakathi edolobheni eJohannesburg kucomplex SG Pastown emgwaqweni uJules Street. Selisiyahlasela abantu kodwa amapholisa alwisana labo abaxotshanisa. Basuke ngelokuthi bayeza njalo lamhlanje njalo abafuni ukubona umuntu wokuza. Ebusuku babikwa betshise izitolo eMalvin. Sixoxele sizalane seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Babukandi esikubonileyo izolo kucitshe kube nomahluko nesikude sikubona ngaphambilini. Ekade kwenzeka ngaphambilini manje engaqala lapho ukuthi esibona nje amapholisa eba khona kodwa ebemancane kakhulu engabi ngamapholisa asesimeni sokuthi afune ukuqeda lokho kuyabe kwenzeka. Kodwa esikubone izolo sibone amapholisa eseqala ukuqinisa isandla ngoba kade kuhlangene amapholisa ama SAPS ne-GMTT amaphoyisa kamasipala. Sibone kakhulu nje impela bedudulana nabo laba bakade bethehla udlame bekhanya ukuthi baqonde ukuthi bakuchitha-chithe lokho akade kwenzeka. Siyathemba ukuthi mhlawumbe kusiya phambili sizabona umahluko omkhulu kakhulu ngoba nezinkulumo ezivelayo kubaholi abahlukahlukene abazepolitiki nabaholi bamasonto bayakhala ukuthi akunqandeke lokho kwenzakalayo.
Bona bebebaningi kakhulu yini bona labo abakade bezohlasela bokuza?
Kade bebaningi babugandi. Ngoba esikuzwe kwenzakala ukuthi kade kunomhlangano akade ubizwe inkosi uButhelezi ehlanganisa ama-hostel amathathu akheleneyo okuyi-GP hostel, iDenver neGeorge Kogo. Ekade naye ezobhula umlilo. Kuthe kulowo mhlangano abaningi baye bashiya phansi inkulumo kaButhelezi bangena emgaqweni. Kuzakhumbuleka futhi ukuthi uma kwenzeka ngaleyo ndlela leyo kuyabe kuyimashi futhi ekade ingekho emthethweni. Yikho futhi esibona ukuthi mhlawumbe kungabe kube yimbangela ukuthi amaphoyisa asiqinise kakhulu isandla. Bebebaningi bona bebebaningi ukuthi uma ngabe kukuthi befika endaweni benganqandiwe ungaba mkhulu kakhulu umonakala kade bezowena.
Hello ke ngumnomzana Zenzo Nkomo isizalane seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa ubekhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg khona le kwele South Africa. Silokhu sikudaba lunye inkosi yamaZulu uMangosuthu Buthelezi usele ebambe ongaphansi ngemva kokungalalelwa ngabantu inengi elingamaZulu ahlala emahostel lapho abezama khona ukubakhuza ukuthi bengahlaseli lokubulala abantu bokuza. Kesizwe amazwi akhe.
Ngakho ke lokhu kwesibonile lezinsuku ezidlule akomukeleki. Ukuhlaselwa kwabantu bakithi abavela emazweni aseAfrika kwelizwe, ukuphangwa babithi kwempahla yabo nokushiswa kwendawo abahobela kuzo, lokhu kukhombisa inzondo kithi yokubabandlululo yobuhlanga kubuzwe esabekayo nembi kakhulu. Isenzo maZulu salolu hlobo singophula amalungelo esintu nokwephula kwemigomo yemthethosisekelo wezwe. Umthethosisekelo wethu mhlawumbe wenzeka kabi ngoba kukhona esikhwameni ngabe ngengiza uphatha niwubone. Umthethosisekelo uthi everyone okusho uma umthethosisekelo lapha ngaphakathi basho ukuthi unamalungelo afana nathi yini sewumsisi umile beni. Ngakho-ke yingakho iy'nsizi zethu seyikhulile kangaka. Lokhu kwenziwa yithi ngesikhathi kwakhiwa isekelo somthetho wezwe, umthetho usekelo ngemva kokungena kwenkululeko.
Lawo ke ngamazwi enkosi yamaZulu uMangosuthu Buthelezi ekhuluma lapho labantu abahlala emahostel iningi labo elicatshangelwa ukuthi ngamaZulu. Abantu laba abalalelanga amazwi enkosi bahle basuka khonapho baya endaweni ezithiyeneyo besiyahlasela abantu. Sikhuluma nje kungani kuthule ngoba besingakezwa ukuthi kukhona okwenzakalayo. Okwenzakeleyo ebusuku abantu belele bazwe kutshiswa kwezinye indawo. Kodwa ke sizalipha nje okunye esizakuzwa ngokuya kohlelo. Direct from Washington, the voice of America. Sokuqatshwe indizamtshina ehlawula amadola azinkulungwane ezimbalwa ngehola linye ukuthi iyethatha isidumbu sikamuyi owayengumongameli welizwe umnumzana Robert Mugabe obhubhele kwele Singapore ngolwesihlanu. Iningi libuthene emzini wakhe kozwimba lapho abanye abacabangela ukuthi yikho azabekwa khona ngoba kuyisifiso sakhe asikhuluma ngensuku zakhe zakugcina. Iqula elikhokhelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Kembo Mohadi elezihlobo labangane likhangelelwe ukusuka ngendizamtshina le eqatshiweyo uyathatha isidumbu esikhangelelwe ukufika eZimbabwe ngolwesithathu. Omunye ozahamba lemuli yakomgabe leyakonkosikazi wakhe abakomarufu ngusomabhizimusi umnumzana Wicknell Jivayo. Kubikwa uhulumende ethumele inkokheli yamazwe efuna ukuzovalelisa uMugabe umlayezelo wokuthi ingafika ngolwesihlanu ihle isuke ngomgqibelo ngemva kombuthano ozenzelwa eNational Sports Stadium ngoba kungakavunyelwana ukuthi uzangcwatshwa ngaphi kodwa ngesonto. Sixoxe lowalwa impi yenkululeko unkosikazi Queen Maligwa sambuza ukuthi uzamkhumbula njani umuyi uMugabe?
Umgabe mina ngokufa kwaMugabe ngizibuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi ufe amacala akhe engakathenisiswa phezu kokulala abantu bakithi more than 20,000 engakathonisiswa kube kumele umgaba athonisishe ame emthethandaba aphendule ukuthi abantu labo bebabulalelani. Ubuqhawe bakhe angukuki lakuhle angabe benzile bonke bubhitshelwa imisebenzi yakhe emibi kangake kuba ngumbulali.
Manje udaba lokubana abekwe ngaphi njengoba imbali yakhe kungani abantu ayisibo bonke abayijabuleleyo, ubona ungani engafakwa e-National Heroes Acre endaweni lapho kufakwa amaqhawe esizwe, kuyaba kulungile na?
Umgabe vele i-Heroes Acre anti ngeyakhe ngiyamasela phela. Ubemele vele elala khona ngale labanye bakhe, nguye afundisa abantu labo kukulapha. Ukuwona konke kwasuka kuye, kubuhlungu nje ukuthi abanye abantu abalembali zabo ezinhle njengabomqabu ko-Joshua balele khona ngale. Kodwa yena vele uvumele elala labo ukuthi babe bethonisana khona ngale nxa ukuthi kunempilo after death.
Alo-ke ngunkosikazi Queen Maligwa owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuviyo lezibra ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba lemisakazo etshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-Chronicle lithi kulobaba ohlala elokitshini lesizinda otshaye umntwana wakhe waze wambulala, wabe sezama ukuzibulala ngokunatha itshefu kodwa wasinda. UJoseph Phiri ubikwa etshaye umntwana wakhe owenza u-Form 2 esikolo khona ngakule kobulawayo ngomgqibelo. Umntwana wakhe lo uthiwa ngu-Adam. Ucatshangelwa ukuthi ubemphuza ngoba ewonile, wamtshaya ngensimbi waze wafa. Iphephandaba le-Standard lithi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usethembise ukuthi umzukulu kamnumzana Robert Mugabe umuyi uLeo owabaleka elizweni esesaba ukuhlukuluzwa kulandela ukususwa esihlaleni kukamalumakhe uMugabe engaphenduka elizweni engesabi. Okwamanje ke zulukandaba sengididedela emuva ngilichiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu. Ye, sesilipha ithuba ngalokhu elisithumele kona ku WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318.
Njani basakaza abahle bomstudio sendlela, mina igama nguPaul Ndlovu, umfana wale ufulaphuza kugodla kwamahlaba ethole kumavula kuvaliwe, kodwa ngokuhlala ngilana eGoli eSouth Africa ngokomsebenzi lana ezibuya khona kulezi makopia embi estrong nanamhlanje iqalile abantu bayafuka basakazi. Mina osenhliziyweni yami basakazi, ngizothanda ukukhuluma ngokudlula emhlabeni ngobaba uRobert Mugabe owayengumongameli waseZimbabwe. Ubaba uMugabe mina ngendlela engicabanga ngayo akazange waba ngumuntu olodumo ngokuduma kahle kahle ngento enhle, ngumuntu owaduma ngento ezimbi. Kodwa ngithanda ukuthi ngithi ekugcineni uma seyaphuma ngingafika eZimbabwe ngathola isinkwa sidayiswa nge-5 bobo dollar ngangokuthi yikho nje mina engithi mhlawumbe angakhunjulwa ngakho okwamalanga okugcina uma sezophuma esikhundleni. Ngiyabonga basakazi. Ithi ningamoshi isikhathi semo, thine ngithi oshelelelele.
Linjani Studio 7, linjani Studio 7 abasakazi labalaleli. Mina igama nguStanley Gabadela Ncube. Ngizodingisho nje kancane nje lami umbono wami engiwubonayo. Kulo baba lo abadunga ugawule lo, kuthiwa ngugawule lo mbe ngecholocholo, ngabe kuthiwa kuyayenza Studio 7 lingamkhulumisi lubaba lo odala udlame kakhulu, uzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngendlela akhuluma ngakhona, ngoba zonke iy'nkulumo zakhe azikhuluma vele zizwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu kithi umthwakazi. Yena angazi ukuthi ubuyaphi lo muntu lo, ngoba i-understand ngecholocho. I think ibaba yenza futhi lezanu yawina futhi echolocho yena lo baba yena lo. Ngikusiya ngami nje ngabe liyamvala ukukhuluma, maybe likhulumisa omunye umuntu owezanu PF, not yena lo muntu lo, lo moyo omubi lo muntu lo. Ndulaye kusazomthola.
sibuhlungu siyakhala bakithi lapha eZimbabwe sichaywe liyeze elimnyama ubaba uGabe usichile umuntu ebesimthanda kangaka ngiyabonga
Sheli mina igama ngisibonke simthunzi ngise Johannesburg kule South Africa sibona lolu dlame olwenzakalayo olukhona phakathini kwesizwe se-South Africa labantu ethina esidabuke ngaphandle mina ngokubona kwami enye into esigqugquzela lolu dlame ukuthi lube khona yithi thina abantu bakithi ikakhulu thina bakithi esindebeleni siyafaka ama-audio sifake le mpikitsha lapha ku-WhatsApp sikhuluma sibonisa ukuthi kona hhayi ababuye sibalindile abanye sithengisa sizifokise lezi bhamu elemense sibabiza ayi ngibona ngani into leyi igqugquzelela udlame bakithi siyacela akukuhle ukuthi sibone abantu bakithi bekubulawana kudlisana kangaka mina ngikwami ngiyacela izihlobo zami ukuthi hayi bantu asike siyekeleni ukufaka ama-audio anjalo ungabona uyitholile i-audio enjalo ungayidluliseli phambili nayikho engikubonayo ungangcono nje uthi uyidilithe kulokuthi uyidlulise phambili ngoba into enjalo ayakhi isizwe akulasizwe sakhe sakhiwa ngenduku esintwini vesithi induku kayilamuzi asike sifundeni sihlalisane kuhle lezinye izizwe yesilapha thina eSouth Africa vele kusemzini wenye indoda emzini wenye indoda kungeke ukhale isicathulo sami ukhale isicathulo sayo kumele siyizwe ukuthi bona bathini sibahloniphe phela nathi ukubuya kwabo namhlanje bebuya lapha eYebo ikakhulu thina sike sixoxe labo enye into ebacasulileyo kakhulu yiyo leyo ukuthi kona betho lokutho bethi heyi abantu labo abantu bakamzilikazi sasilisithi ningamadoda kodwa ngendlela eselisiphatha ngayo selibone ngani thina singamagwala awuboni into enjalo iyayenza ukugquzelela udlame kakhulu siyacela bakithi asike sibe ngabantu sizibuthe ye ubuhlungu vela kufanelekile ukuthi bekwenze kodwa lathi asiziphatheni kuhle sisemzini udubo lwekhaya siyalwazi ngakho siyacela mina ngokwami ngiyacela ngiyabonga hleli kwezindawo
siyabonga labo bonke abasithumele imilayezelo yabo nge-WhatsApp ye njengoba lisazi-ke balaleli ukubana siyasakaza la ku-Facebook okwamanje-ke sisemoyeni sikhuluma kanje sithole imilayezelo yabanye abasibukeleyo kathesi uClemens Mzola Dube uthi morning msakazi hhayi sivukile Clemens unjani wena khona ngapho uJD Junior Dube uthi livuke njani msakazi othandekayo nabantu bonke jikelele kwanzima kakhulu imphefumulo yabantu iyaphela mpela ngelento yezenophobia unomagugu Ntombi Ngwenya uthi livuka njani msakazi lani lonke balaleli aphinde njalo athi mina engikubone izolo e-MTN rank so hayi ngiyesaba bekulabantu ababili abatshonileyo angazi ukuthi bangaphi ye siyasizwa imilayezelo wakho nomagugu Ntombi Ngwenya hayi thina besizwe oyedwa okhulunywe ngamapholisa ukubana utshonile wena usitshela nje ngabanye ababili e-MTN rank uJD Junior Dube uthi uzamile ubaba uButhelezi but azange nje abamhlonipha abamnikezanga lethuba nje lokuthi achaze uKelvin Tindlovu uthi kunomfazi obuleweyo kuBree loClaim Street utshaywe ngesagila ekhanda bekudabukisa kakhulu hayi kunzima kakhulu Kelvin Tindlovu siyabonga ngomlayezelo wakho uMbongeni Sikhali uthi thina ukuthula sekuthola nini esindebeleni pho uKelvin Tindlovu uthi eGoli bekuthule ebusuku udlame luqhubeke eMalvern ebusuku bonke bekusitsha amathaya izitolo nemigwaqo ivaliwe kunzima eMalvern khonale hayi siyathemba lizahlala liqaphele-ke lingayiendaweni ezingani zilodlwangudlwangu lo usikhumbuzo mlalazi uthi linjani bafowethu hayi sikhumbuzo siyaphila lingakhohlwa-ke ukusithumela imilayezelo yenu nge-WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318 lingasithumela-ke siyazidlala emoyeni siyabonga
Usibalekela umnyama, sibalekela umnyama, South Africa uzangabeza ngenduku. Besithatha besifakele indlela, thabombele ngabe siwenzeni na.
Usibalekela umnyama, sibalekela umnyama,
South Africa uzangabeza ngenduku. Besithatha besifakele indlela, ithabombele ngabe siwenzeni na.
Siwenzeni nambeki, siwenzeni ngqakula,
South Africa uzangabeza ngenduku.
Yes, lukandaba lingayizwa ke ingoma yonaleyo, ingoma yabanqobi ethi yona sikwenzeni na. Siyazi ukuthi hayi yahlatshelwa kusalo Mbeki, kodwa hayi siyaba sesususa ke amagama sifaka ke afana asebenza kulezi nsuku. Sikhuluma ke lapho ngodaba lodlakela olwe xenophobia. Kuhlelo lolu lwalamhlanje sizaba sihlaziya sikhangela ukubana kanti kambe lungaba lubangelwa yini udlakela lolu. Umqalisi ziba wenhlelo zethu ngumnumzana Vusi Muzi Sibanda, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezizalwane zamazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika ezihlala eSouth Africa, e-Africa Diaspora Forum, njalo engcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe. Ke sizwe.
Ngicabanga ukuthi mina kunezinto ezimbalwa zingatholakala lapha. Siyazi ukuthi vele abantu balambile, imisebenzi ayitholakali kalula. Kodwa kubukeka sengathi kukhona isandla sesithathu esingabe singenela kuyo yonke le nto, okusukela entweni zepolitiki, okufana nokuthi ukungezwani kumaqembu epolitiki, ikakhulukazi okungaba yikuhlephukana phakathi kwe-ANC kusukisela ku-2017. Okokuqala lokho. Kanti-ke okwesibili, siyazi ukuthi abelungu abajabulanga kahleshe lokho esikubiza nge-white monopoly capital ngenxa yamabhizinisi lawa, amabhizinisi amancane abantu abamnyama asebathathela ibhizinisi, ngoba siyazi ukuthi bakhe i-Sandton Norris Bank kusukisela ngonyaka ku-2000. Bezitshela ukuthi ibhizinisi lonke lizasukeleyo khona lapho, kodwa ngokuhambanga ngaleyo ndlela ngoba la mabhizinisi amancane asebeyathatha lelo bhizinisi, abantu abasayi ke-Sandton nako-Rose Bank, kubaphathanga kahle lokho. Kanti-ke sikubonile futhi njalo ukuthi uhulumeni we-ANC lo, especially nalowo khona ngalesi sikhathi, ngesikhathi sokhankaso olokhetho, abelungu abaningi abatshele izimali, ake ngingathi abatshele izimali ngoba baxhase ukhankaso lukamongameli wangale isikhathi, sinesiqiniseko sokuthi ibona manje asebedinga ukuthi bathole imvuno kulokho abakubekileyo kulolo sizo lwabo. Ngakho mhlawumbe sebefake uhulumeni phansi kwengcindezi ukuthi phela kufuneka ukuthi kukhishwe lamabhizinisi aphazamisa amabhizinisi abamakhulu, kungakho impilo esiyitholi kakhulu igcine ebantwini abemnyama ingekho kubalungu kumbe kumaChina, ngoba amabhizinisi amakhulu la ayiwona letha iy'mpahla lezi abakhala ngazo, amabhizinisi abelungu amaChina, kodwa amaChina akekho ozihlupha ngawo kuhlukunyezwa abantu abamnyama. Yiyo le nto esiyibona ukuthi ngempela yiyo into eyinkinga enkulu kakhulu. Kusho ukuthi-ke phezulu kwalokho yilokho kokuqala-ke ukuthi abantu bona phakathi kwe-ANC kukhona okungahambi kahle, esicabanga ukuthi yibo kanye laba ababhebhethekisa laba bantu abalimpi, ngoba le mpi iliwa kakhulukazi ngabantu abangamaZulu abasuke emahostel, yibona nje abahamba besiye emafletini bexabana nabantu. Lokho kusitshela ukuthi kukhona okungahambi kahle kuhulumeni.
Kodwa njengoba usitsho wena ukubana kukhanya kungahlaselwa eminye imihlobo engaso abensundu abahlaselana bodwa, kungakubangelwa kuyini khona?
Yilokho engikusho futhi njalo ukuthi ngokubona kwethu sibona lokho ukuthi into eyenzakalayo leyo ukuthi abaqalelenti bayazi ukuthi uma bengahlasela abelungu isikhalo sakhona siyoba sikhulu, njalo impendulo abazoyithola kuhulumeni ayingeke ibe yimpendulo nje encanyana, ngoba amaphoyisa angavela abekhona ngesikhashana esincane kushona abantu. Akuyona into kuyabe kungaqali lokho, sikubonile kusenzeka ngalesi sikhathi kune-Marikana ukuthi lapho abantu abahamba befuna ukuyoteleka besenza umsebenzi ungahambi kahle ezimayini, uhulumeni waphendula ngendlela eyisimange kakhulu kwaze kwafa abantu abangamashumi phezu kwamashumi amane. Bazi kahle abantu ukuthi uma bangahamba bayodlalela kulaba abalungu abayiwona abaphethe umnotho, kungavele nje kusheshe kubashubela, uhulumeni ngeke abaphathe ngesandla esibuthakathaka. Angaphakamisa nje isandla sakhe impela kushona abantu abaningi, kungakho bengeke nje badlalile khona laba bantu abenza lento.
Uyatsho ngisho wena ukubana ngesikhathi sokhetho ikhona enye inkokheli eyayingani iyakhuthaza ukuthi kuzenziwa khona lokho okwenziwayo kathesi. Kungakutshengisani lo?
Ukusukela ngesikhathi sokhetho baningi abezepolitiki abaholi abakhuluma inkulumo ezimbi kakhulu ezibhebhedekisa lento esihleli kuyo esibhekane nayo ngalesikhathi. Akuphelelanga lapho ngesikhathi sokhetho, khona bekuyinkulumo ejwayele ukutholakala kwiqembu eliphikisayo le-DA. Kodwa sibona ukuthi ngalesikhathi esidlule kuso nohulumeni imbali o-ANC uye wakhupha inkulumo ezimbalwa ezingahambisani kahle nobukhona babantu bangaphandle lapha ezweni. Sithole nomongameli ngesikhathi esithile naye ekhuluma ekhalaza kakhulu ngabantu bokuza. Indlela uhulumeni akhulume ngayo iyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi balise abantu bangaphandle, ngoba uhulumeni kunezinto asuke ehlile ukuzenza. Uthi uma esehlile ukwenza lezo zinto abeselahlela icala ebantwini bokuza ukuthi yibona benza ukuthi kube nobugebengu, kube nezidakamizwa, kanti kube nengcindezi kwimisebenzi kahulumeni efana ney'bhedlela ney'kolo. Kusho ukuthi akwanelisi abantu ngenxa yokuthi kuthathwa ngabantu bokuza. Yilezo nkulumo lezo ezibhebhedekisa lesi simo esihleli kuzo. Kanti lezo nkulumo ubuzi bakhona ukuthi ziphume kubani? Ziphume kuhulumeni. Kanti njengoba usasho ukuthi umongameli ezike amthole ekhuthaza, asimtholanga ekhuthaza ngokumangazayo umongameli. Inkulumo yakhe isiphathe kabi kakhulu ngoba ibingaphethe lutho olutheni ikakhulu ebantwini bokuza, ngoba akakaze nje azasho ukuthi le nqushunqushu leyi nokuxabana kwabantu kuhlaselwa abantu bokuza. Ukhulume nje ngokubulawa kwabesifazane nabesimame, kodwa uma esebuya kulo msindo khona akazange achaze ukuthi uwani. Kanti futhi izibalo azikhuphileyo uye wasazisa ukuthi abantu ekade sebeshonile balishumi, kulabo abalishumi uye wathi yena ababili kuphela yibo abantu bokuza. Leyo nkulumo leyo isiphathe kabi kakhulu ngoba makuyukuthi abantu ababili kuphela abantu bokuza abashonileyo, inkulumo leyo ichaza ukuthi abantu abahlaselwayo ngabantu bala eSouth Africa. Ngokunjalo kusho ukuthi abantu beSouth Africa kufanele kudinge ukuthi bacasuke kakhulu uma bebona ukuthi bayabulawa bazivikele. Akufika kushileyo kodwa inkulumo leyo uma usuyicubungula ivele ichaza leso simo.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe njalo engumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezizalwane zamazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika ezihlala eSouth Africa, ye-Africa Diaspora Forum. Kusasa siyaqhubeka lohlelo lolu silomnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, sihlaziya ke ukubana kanti vele kungani izenofobia le iqondiswa ebantwini abamnyama kuphela abelungu bona bengahlaselwa?
Usivalekela umnyama, sivalekela kumnyama,
sivalekela umnyama, sivalekela kumnyama. South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku, besithatha besifake lindlela.
Usibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama,
sibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama. South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku, besithatha besifake lindlela. Itabombeki ngabe sikwenzeni na?
Usikwenzeni nambeki, sikwenzeni ngqakula,
sikwenzeni nambeki, sikwenzeni ngqakula. South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku, besithatha besifake lindlela.
Usikwenzeni nambeki, sikwenzeni ngqakula,
sikwenzeni nambeki, sikwenzeni ngqakula. South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku, besithatha besifake lindlela. Itabombeki ngabe sikwenzeni na?
Asonanga muntu asibulalanga muntu,
asonanga muntu asibulalanga muntu. South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku,
besithatha besifaka elindela. Ramaphosa sikwenzeni kanti? Silugqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba. Kubulawa esinye njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe kudlakela oluqhamuke njalo izolo iSouth Africa olesetshelwa ukuthi lungaqhubeka lamhlanje. Ingxabanqoza yokuthi owayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe uzabe phangaphi iqhubekela phambili. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama nguChris Gande, asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye.
Oh.